Hey, patrons and YouTube members, and welcome back to your exclusive weekly patron cast. This time, season 3, episode 30, and as always, there are three things I want to talk about. The first one is the production agency and how they are kind of messing up on top of not being extremely successful. The second one will be on sponsors, vacation, and personal life, because I've got a few things, few cool things happening. And the final one will be on trying out a new setup for my editing and generally just working on the channel. A new setup in terms of computers and how I'm gonna try and make things work to rationalize the number of computers I actually use. So, I'm recording this from my room at my parents' house in the southeast of France, so the sound might sound weird. I took with me a Blue Yeti microphone, but like, it's obviously not being recorded in the same space as I usually do. The video, the news video at the end of this week and the main video next week will also be recorded from there. So you maybe will have a chance to take a look at where I'm spending my holidays. But the sound will definitely not be as good as this or even as the usual sound. So don't worry about it. It's normal and it's not going to last. So first topic is going to be the production agency. So they messed up. They messed up bad with the first video. The first video they published was the macOS Sonoma video, where I compared basically what the new features of macOS Sonoma are and the equivalent things we have on Linux, and if Apple did them better or not. The video was pretty well received. It got a reasonable number of views. I think it was about 55,000 or something. If I take a look at my YouTube analytics, yeah, 60,000 views in 5 days, which is pretty good for the channel. Not insane, but pretty decent. Just on par with what I usually do. But the issue is, the minute I published it, it was copyright claimed by one of the rights holders for the music used in the video. And that's kind of boring and annoying, because I asked them beforehand, what kind of music did you use? Where is it from? They told me, oh, it's from Epidemic Sound, which is a platform you can subscribe to as a content creator. You add your YouTube channel or a specific video, and since you paid the license, they will not copyright claim your video. Turns out they forgot to do that for my channel. So the first 10,000 views of the video are not going to give me any money. Granted, it's like 25 euros, so it's not like the end of the world, but it's still a big mistake. Like, it's their job to make YouTube videos and make sure that everything works, and they messed up this. So I told them, hey guys, like the video is demonetized and copyright claimed, so I'm not getting any money. Could you please solve it? And they said, okay, I'm on it. And I didn't get any answer for like 30 minutes, which is way too long for this kind of problem. So what I did is I created my own Epidemic Sounds account and I added my own channel to it. It's a free trial for like 3 weeks or something. And I added my own channel to it and I decided that, yeah, you know what? That's enough. This works. I'm happy about this. This is okay. And then the agency came back to me like 3 or 4 hours later saying, hey, it's fixed. Yeah, I know. I fixed it myself. So yeah, big, big problem. Then the second video was all right. They sent it really late. Sometimes I get tired of Linux. They sent it really late, but I got the final version on Thursday morning before I published it. It was fine. There was no other thing to change. Fortunately, if there had been anything else to change, they probably would not have had time to change it because they were pretty late. And same thing for this week's videos. They have two to give me. I'm supposed to have one in a few hours. But it's also supposed to go live tomorrow at around 6 p.m. It's already 11 a.m. And yeah, they have basically a little bit more than 24 hours to give me a complete video that is validated and okayed and ready to be uploaded, which, yeah, it's cutting it pretty close. And then there's the same thing for Thursday, where there's another video they have to make and that I have to publish. So yeah, they're really not doing things in the right order. They're not being proactive. They're really delivering like at the last minute. And I am not really very happy about this. And when I'm looking at the numbers for the videos that they published, the videos work relatively well. They work just as well as what I usually make, basically. Like I said, the Sonoma video has 60,000 views. The impression click-through rate is higher than what I usually do, which means people like the thumbnail and the title. But these are the things I made myself. I made the thumbnail and I decided on the title because I did not want any of their own titles. Because obviously, like, no, they were super clickbaity. What they have an influence on is the view duration, how much time people are viewing the videos. And on their videos, it's generally the same or lower than what I usually get. So their editing does not bring much retention of the audience. People do not watch them more than what I usually make. And in terms of comments, I got pretty much the same number of comments saying, hey, I like the new editing, as comments saying, I do not like the new editing. It's too noisy, it's too frantic, I don't like it. So it's not a super successful experience because basically it's very expensive. The videos are doing relatively well, but I would say it's mostly because of what I made for these videos, which is the thumbnail and the title, because people click on those. And then the part that they make that they had control over, which is the editing of the video, is not doing much better than what I usually do. It's kind of the same. So yeah, not very happy. I did learn a few things in terms of editing, a few tricks, how to present screen captures, to diversify things a bit. I learned about things I should not do, like zooming in and out in the A-roll. People seem to really, really hate that. But generally from the comments, I get the feeling that people kind of prefer my usual way of doing things. They kind of like the boutique, like one person does everything and just an individual made this. It's not a corporate video. It's not following the usual YouTube formula. And I think people seem to enjoy that about my videos more than they seem to enjoy the new editing, basically. So yeah, basically what they're doing seems a bit formulaic, I guess. It's kind of using all the usual YouTube tricks from the usual YouTube tech channels. I told them from the start, I did not want to turn into something like Mr. Who's the Boss. But I feel that what they offered was kind of along those lines, but toned down a little bit. But they're still trying to warp the channel and the videos in a way that doesn't really feel like they're my own. It feels like they're really trying to fit a formula that is currently working for tech on YouTube. And I don't want that. They offered very clickbaity titles as well. I told them I do not want any clickbait. I do not want clickbaity thumbnails or titles. For example, for the Sometimes I Get Tired of Linux, the titles they proposed were The Downfall of Linux, or I'm Reaching My Breaking Point with Linux, or Why 99% of People Will Never Use Linux. These titles have nothing to do with the contents of the video, or they have nothing to do with the feeling of the video, which isn't like, oh, Linux is so bad, and look, this is what makes Linux so bad. This is not the point of that video. That video was just like, hey, let me explain a few things that annoy me about Linux. It's not like, hey, I think these things are holding Linux back so much that it's never gonna work. They just really wanted me to push some clickbaity stuff to try and put some bigger numbers. I don't want that. And yeah, even if it means that I will not grow much more than I already have grown on this channel, even if it means I'm not getting much more views, I'm okay with that. I don't want to turn into some kind of sterile, uninteresting, copy-pasted channel that you can see online or on tech, where virtually most channels are either a complete copy of LTT, Linus Tech Tips, or a complete copy of Mr. Who's the Boss, or a complete copy of MKBHD, although this is way harder to copy because he's got some insane, insane gear to do some stuff that no one can really replicate. But yeah, it looks like people are just copying. And I mean, I definitely take inspiration from some things. Like my sponsor segue is obviously inspired by what Linus does on his channel, obviously. But I feel like the videos are my own. They're my own style, my own writing style, and my own editing style. And I don't want to turn all those videos into a copy-paste of something else. So yeah, I got the feeling that the agency would want to do that. And it made me think about a video I watched on YouTube recently, which was called The Mr. Beastification of YouTube, where I don't quite remember who the YouTuber was, but he made a video showing a bunch of other YouTubers that were just copy-pasting the formula of Mr. Beast. Like, basically insane spending money porn, like, look at all the money I'm spending and how fun I can have with all that money, or giving that money away so people are happy, or that's basically the formula. And all those YouTubers speak the same way, with the same intonation, kind of shouting at the camera. All those YouTubers just film the exact same way, have an insanely frantic thing, and just try to do the biggest, the loudest, the biggest thing ever. It's just copy-pasted content. It brings no extra value compared to the original channel. And I feel that the production agency kind of wants to do the same thing with my channel. That's their formula for success. It's, let's make it a copy of the usual stuff that works, and so people will watch this because that's what they know and like, and they maybe won't even be able to tell the difference with the content they usually watch. That's not what I want from my channel. And there's also the superficial approach to the scripts. At the beginning, I only gave them a few bullet points and told them, okay, let's see how you would write a script that would fit on my channel. And basically, I had to rewrite the whole script 4 times for the 4 videos. Each video was rewritten, basically. Each of the 4 scripts was rewritten. Because they just really did not go in depth into any of those topics. They were just hovering over them, trying to be as superficial as possible and just being as dynamic as possible. Basically, they wanted the most number of bullet points, the biggest number of bullet points, but they only like talked about each bullet point for, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, maybe a minute tops. They did not want to go in depth on anything. And probably that's because most tech channels on YouTube just do that. They just hover over a topic. They gave a very superficial look at something, but they don't really go in depth. And my channel tries to focus on a specific thing and really explain why I think it's good or bad. Sometimes I miss the mark, but that's generally what I try to do. And I could not feel that in the scripts that they wrote. So basically, they only have 2 more videos to complete this week. I really hope they can make them decent and not sabotage them, and I don't have too many, like, too much feedback to give. And I can just upload them and be done with that. It's been exhausting. They added more stress than they removed. It was not a fun experience. And yeah, I'm going back to doing things myself after that. And maybe at the start of September, I'll start looking to see if I can hire someone. But that would be someone I work with, not someone that works instead of me. And yeah, that would be much better. And it would probably be also way less expensive. And we'll see if I can find someone. If not, I like doing things myself. I just wish I had someone to help me with the B-roll and the editing, because those are not the most fun parts of making a video for me. But if I can't find anyone, I'll keep working myself. It's just fine. It's fine. And honestly, I'd rather do everything myself than have like this kind of agency, which basically just adds more work onto my plate. Okay, now let's talk about sponsors, vacation, and personal life. So Linode is probably out as a sponsor. The contract doesn't seem to go anywhere. They basically cannot seem to be... They are not willing to write a contract which leaves some flexibility in it. I tried to rewrite it, saying, if you remember, like, it's not working with Linode specifically, it's working with the agency, the basically the influencer management agency they have at Akamai, which Linode will be using from now on. And they just can't seem to be able, they're not able to write a contract saying, hey, it's from 1 to 3 videos per week, per month, and each video is $200. That's it. Boom, done. They can't write a contract like that. They have to have a fixed number of videos and a fixed number of money for the whole contract. I don't understand it. It's weird. And so basically I'm telling them, no, I can't guarantee 3 videos for Linode per month. Sometimes it's going to be 1, sometimes it's going to be 3, sometimes it's going to be 2. So it's from 1 to 3, but they can't write this. So I told them, okay, well, let's just put just 1 video and we'll only do 1. And they are not sure that they can do that either. So probably Linode is going to be out, which, okay, it's fine. I mean, I still use the service. I still find great value in what they're doing. But yeah, you know what? They've been sponsoring the channel for 3 years or 4 years. Maybe it's time to move on. It's okay. I'm not too unhappy about this. It leaves a spot for a higher paying sponsor, potentially. I'm okay with that. Now, next month, we'll start with the, well, not next month, not in August, in September. We'll start with the Thunderbird sponsorship. I'm still waiting on the signed insertion order, but we have like more than a month for that, so it's fine. Maybe they will decide not to do it in the end, but that would surprise me, because they're the ones who reached out to me to sponsor, so I guess that's gonna work out. And apart from that, there's not much new in terms of sponsors and stuff. I'm getting a lot of offers for email services like Tuta Nota, Skiff Mail, and stuff like that, which look pretty good. They're open source and they look fine, but I don't want to have two mail sponsors on the channel. I currently have Proton Mail, and I wouldn't want to have one video for Proton and one for Tuta Nota. I'm not sure that would work out. I'm not sure how credible that is. To recommend multiple email services. I'm not sure how it would feel for users. Maybe I would look like less of a shill for a specific service if I had multiple ones. I'm also not sure that the various sponsors would be happy to see me sponsoring another email service on another video. I don't know. I'll need to check the contracts. But yeah, I do have a few offers from Tuta Nota, Skiff Mail, and others, which I think would be interesting because they look like pretty good services. So I would have to try them out first. I know Tuta Nota is good, I used it in the past, but SkiffMail I don't really know, so I would have to look into it more. But yeah, I do have a bunch of other sponsors waiting in the wings for me to have a slot or something. There was also a formation, I don't know, how would you call that in English? Somebody who teaches you about Linux, like a certification stuff. About Linux, where you can just educate yourself and learn about Linux and have an official certification at the end. Like an institute teaching you about Linux officially, basically. In France, we call that formation professionnelle, so professional teaching. I don't really know what's the word, it eludes me. But there were also people working in this field, which could be very interesting. So I have a bunch of other potential sponsors that would probably be very interested to take up a slot. So I'm not really worried about Linode or whatever. I'll find someone. So apart from that, I landed safely in the southeast of France at my parents' house. And it is just as wonderful as ever. It's pretty hot, but it's really nice and sunny. Well, actually today it's not sunny, it's rainy. But the rest of the week and the week after that will be very, very sunny. There's a pool, it's fantastic. They don't have any forest fires since it's been raining a bit, so that's pretty nice as well, because it's a region of France which usually tends to go up in flames in the summer. So it's really cool. And yeah, I'm here with my girlfriend. There are my parents are there, my brother, his wife, and his kid are there as well. It's cool. We're gonna just have some fun and just enjoy ourselves. I'll still be working a little bit. I'll be doing, obviously, these Patreon casts for this week and for next week. I'll be doing the news videos and the news podcast on Saturday. And I'll probably also be doing one video next week. But we'll see about that. It depends on whether I'm motivated or not. We'll see if I want to do it or not. Maybe I'll just take the whole week and just do the news video. And in terms of personal news, I have some great news. Well, for me at least, you probably will not care all that much. But my girlfriend will be finally moving in with me mid-September, which is awesome. She found a job where I live, in Brest. She currently lives in Lorient, which is an hour and a half drive from Brest. And since she works in a library, she doesn't have two consecutive rest days. She has a rest day on Thursday and a rest day on Sunday. And so it means she has to arrive in Brest like Wednesday night and leave Friday morning to go back to work on Friday. So we don't see each other much. It's hard. It's really exhausting for her and for me when I have to do the opposite when I'm going there. It's a lot of money spent for gas because it's a 3-hour drive every time we want to see each other. So yeah, we're going to be moving in together. It's going to be awesome. It's going to arrive pretty soon because she only has like 1 month in her contract to give to her current company. It's going to be really awesome. Obviously, she's a bit stressed about the new job and leaving colleagues that she really likes. But yeah, we're really, really happy about this. We're going to save a ton of money as well, because we only need one car now instead of two. So I'm going to be able to sell mine, which is like the worst of the bunch. My car is terrible. It's old. And yeah, I'm just going to sell it. Stop paying insurance on that. And that's going to be great. She's going to save rent because currently she's renting. So she's going to save about 550 euros per month because she's not going to pay rent at my place because I own the place. I'm paying a mortgage on it. So she's going to pay for a few utilities that she already paid at her apartment. So she's going to save a bunch of money. I'm going to save a little bit of money as well. And we're going to be able to live together, which is finally awesome. We're going to be able to do so much stuff. It's been a year and a half since we started dating. And it's been a long, long time going back and forth and trying to fit in a few weekends here and there. And finally, it's going to be so, so cool. So we're super excited. Over the moon, and it's going to be really, really nice. It's going to be way easier and less stressful, and you're probably going to be able to feel that in my work as well, where I'm generally going to look maybe happier and have like more time to relax between videos and also more time to dedicate to videos, because I know that, yeah, I can see my girlfriend whenever I want, which means that I don't have to like set aside some specific time in the week for that. So it's just going to feel way nicer for both of us. Okay, and the final topic will be me trying to change setups. So currently my setup for videos is I have a laptop, which is a Slimbook Executive 16. It's a laptop I absolutely love. It is my favorite laptop that I ever used, basically. I absolutely adore this laptop. The form factor is perfect. The quality is great. The touchpad is the best I've ever used. I love the keyboard, the sound and the feel. The display is great. The battery life is good enough, 6 to 7 hours. Like, it's not insane, but it's good. The only thing is the performance. It has an RTX 3050 Ti and I think it's a 12th gen Intel Core CPU, which is an i7. And the CPU is fine, but the GPU is just a little bit too underpowered for video editing. Which means, and for gaming a little bit as well, but I don't really game all that much on this laptop. Which means that I still have to keep my editing desktop, which has an RTX 3070, which is really powerful. But the CPU in the editing rig is less powerful than the one in the laptop. And the RAM is less fast, and the storage is less fast. And so I'm going to be experimenting. I'm waiting for a review unit from Tuxedo for their latest InfinityBook Pro 16. With an RTX 4060 and a 13th gen Intel CPU, 32 gigs of RAM, and well, just basically like normal storage. This is the experiment. Basically, I'm going to try to only use this laptop as my laptop, but also as my editing rig, because my display has a USB-C cable that is able to charge the laptop and power the USB hub of the display, and also, well, serve as a display link. So I could have just the laptop on the go. It's the exact same model as the Slimbook Executive that I use, but made by Tuxedo, but more powerful, obviously, because it's a newer generation. And so the goal is to use that laptop as the editing rig and as the laptop. So I would just slot it into the display. My hard drives, my keyboard, everything would be plugged into the display. So I just have one cable to connect. My laptop becomes my editing rig. I don't have to copy and paste data for DaVinci Resolve between a laptop and another one. I don't have to have two licenses, well, one license key activated on multiple devices that I have to deactivate and reactivate depending on the device that I use. I don't have to copy paste any video files or anything. Everything I do can be done on the exact same device and copied everything on the right hard drives, and I don't have to manage multiple PCs to do the same thing. It would be pretty great. The only worry I have is that the RTX 4060 is still less powerful, obviously, than an RTX 3070 for a desktop, because it's a mobile chip versus a desktop chip. The CPU will be way more powerful, but the GPU might not, and the cooling, obviously, on a laptop is less good than on a desktop tower. So I'm going to test drive this. I'm going to do all my videos on this laptop for probably a month, and I'll see how well it goes. I should receive the review unit probably at the end of August. So I'll make a video about this in September, talking about like trying to replace my setup with just one computer and see how that goes. And I think it's going to be an interesting one. And obviously, if it works well, I'll just buy the review unit from Tuxedo. They're not going to gift it to me. I'll have to buy it, obviously. Or they'll deduce it from what they pay me for the sponsorship each month. Probably that's going to work as well. But yeah, I want to try this setup because I'm sort of tired of having to record some stuff on the laptop, then send that over to the desktop using like my NAS or Warpinator. And sometimes you want to have the laptop to edit on the go, but you realize that you would have to copy paste a bunch of stuff from the desktop that you haven't moved to the laptop, and the laptop doesn't have the latest editing files from DaVinci Resolve or the latest configs, and you have to type in your key, and it's like, oh, you know what? No, it's too much work. I'm just going to edit in my office with my main rig. Now I could basically edit on the go. I could take the laptop, go to the usual cafe, start editing there, and get back home if I need more battery life or whatever. It would be great. So I want to try this new stuff, and probably that would also mean one less PC at my house. I could sell the editing desktop, which is still a pretty powerful PC. It's probably going to go for about $1,000 with an RTX 3070, 32 gigs of RAM, 2 terabytes of storage. Like, it's a powerful, powerful beast. Just the CPU is a Ryzen 7 5800X, which is now a bit old, and the motherboard will not accept the latest Ryzen CPUs. I think it could still be upgraded one generation, but that's it. So yeah, it's not an old PC. It's still pretty good, but I would rather have just one single computer, which is a laptop and also an editing rig. I think it would be much better. And so yeah, if that works, it's gonna be fine. If not, well, I'll keep my usual setup, my current setup, and I'll be happy about it. But yeah, we'll have to see. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, don't hesitate to tell me in the comments if you have, well, comments or remarks or suggestions about the production agency, about sponsors and personal life, or about changing setups to replace with everything with just a laptop, a powerful laptop. Let me know what you think. And as always, thank you all for supporting the channel. And I guess you will hear me next week for the next episode. Bye!